I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Scratching around in the dirt, planting things this spring.
Good for you.
Yeah, came across some really beautiful pupa, I think they are.
Oh.
What's the plural?
Pupae. P-U-P-A-E.
Well, I found a bunch of pupae.
Of what? Oh, well, that's right. You sent me some pictures, didn't you?
I did. There's a little kind of burgundy red,
yes,
cylindrical, but they look like they're sculpted out of some sort of precious stone.
Right. You can actually see the wings and the antennae and the abdominal segments. They're of a hawk moth of some sort, and I don't know which one yet. We'll need to figure out what kind of potential host plants you had in the area, and maybe we can narrow it down. The other possibility is you can stick them in a box with some potting soil or moist soil and see what they are when they emerge. They don't have the jug handle on them. That's the proboscis that comes out away from the body, and that's typical of the tobacco and tomato hornworms, but these are something else.
I guess the predominant plant in that little area was morning glory.
Oh, okay. And there are some species. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I'll have to check that. But there are some species that do feed on morning glory. So that's one indication of what it might be. So we might be able to deduce their identity before they actually emerge. What did you do with them?
Well, I put them back in the dirt.
Oh, good. I grew up with grapevines in the backyard. This is out in the Mojave Desert, but we had grapevines. And I remember mucking around out there as a kid and digging up pupae. And of course, at that time, I didn't have the internet to know exactly what they were, and I didn't have the wherewithal to put them in a box and watch them emerge either. But my dad knew what they were. He told me that they were hawk moths, and occasionally I did find the fat green or pink caterpillars with that stout horn on their tail rummaging around on the vines.
These are tiny. These are all smaller than the size of a nickel. Will they get to be a big caterpillar? Maybe.
Oh, they're smaller than a nickel?
Yeah, I'll put a nickel in the photograph for scale.
I just assumed it was a big coin. I didn't even look to see who was on the face of the coin.
Who's a nickel? What's a nickel?
Wow, so they're smaller then. That's awfully small for a hawk moth. They might be something else. Boy, a hawk moth pupae would be larger. You know, I will go back a few steps and say, I don't know. I'm guessing they could be some sort of pupae of cutworms, maybe. Owlet moths. Remember we talked about the book that just came out on owlet moths. I'll have to see, looking at a photograph is not the best way to identify something.
When you stick a nickel in it.
Even when you stick a nickel in it, some knucklehead isn't going to necessarily pick up on the nickel for scale. So
you thought it was like a dollar, silver dollar.
Mistakes. It looked big in the picture. I just assumed it was big in real life. I just saw them. Wow, they're as big as that coin. It's got to be a hawk moth.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.